So at the end of the evening, he, of course, left, and we left. And that night, I got a 4-page telegram from him telling me how I could fly from Athens, Tennessee, because he knew I was going home for Christmas, to Hollywood and stop in Tulsa. So I said, "Mama, what do you think?" She said, "I don't know, dear. If you want to stop a half hour and have a Coca-Cola with him, that might be all right if you like him that well. And get on the plane and go on to work." So I said, "Okay, I will. I'll stop for half hour and have a Coke." So I wrote him, you know, "I'll be happy to stop for half hour." "Oh," he said, "that's fine." So the plane stopped, got off, there was Walt, and we were sitting in the little dining room of the airport having a Coca-Cola when this announcement came over the loudspeaker: "There is mechanical trouble on the plane to Los Angeles, and we will be here, I'm afraid, 4 to 5 hours. So I saw Tulsa. That was the day I saw Tulsa. I thought Oklahoma was sand and tumbleweed. And of course, I had a friend at home who married a boy from Denver, and her father thought he'd never see him again, ever. So he had her portrait painted. But it was sort of the end of the world for all of us, you know.
I'm curious about the plane landing. It almost sounds like you had a private plane.
It sounds like it was fixed. No, I was on Delta or whatever, American.
It really happened. It was a natural stop.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And you would have had a natural half hour.
Probably to refuel and go on. Oh, yeah, we would have had a half hour.
So then, when Walt first saw you at that dance and you danced with him, did it spark anything inside you that you thought?
Well, it was interesting because at Gulf Park, there had been 3 girls from Oklahoma City. And we had seen Walt most of the time that we could, and we weren't studying. We'd be in a lounge called The Smoker on the second floor, and we'd watch all the boys. It was in a U-shaped building, and all the boys had to go down the middle walkway to the headmaster's office to call the girls for dates. This is in Gulf Park College, before I went to Northwestern.
Oh, okay.
And everybody said, "Walt Helmrich is dating Susie Calaway." And we said, "Who's Walt Helmrich?" And Walt gets out of his little convertible with his raincoat on and the collar up and his lieutenant's hat on. And he is in the Air Force down the road in Biloxi, which was the city next to Gulfport, Mississippi. And he was dating these young women. And so he would strut down and we'd hoot and holler. It's like, "Oh, you're a cutie. Who are you dating today?" You know, and carry on. We were terrible. And there he was.
And then here he shows up.
Here he is. And, of course, the minute he said he had been in Oklahoma City, I knew exactly who he was. I said, "I can't believe this. Did you know these girls at Gulf Park?" And he began to name everybody, you know, and we began to talk it over.
As I recall, he says that when he met you, I think he was attending Harvard Business.
Yes, he was. He was in Harvard Business School. Yeah. And they had come down to New York for the opening.
And did he say that he had your picture on his dresser?
Oh, isn't that a story? I guess he did. I don't know.
He had seen it.
In the Boston paper.
And he'd seen this picture of this Peggy Dow. Yeah. And he was so taken with your looks.
I'm sure. But he did tell me that. He said, "I did see a picture there." So I guess it was true.